Broadcasting live. From the chicken wing capital of the world, Buffalo, New York. You're listening to the Marketing Above All podcast. Your source for all things, well, marketing and total world domination. This is Marketing Above All, and this is your host, Michael Tasner.
Hey there. So welcome to episode 001. So if you haven't had a chance to listen to the really brief introduction about all cool things we're going to talk about on Marketing Above All, please feel free to listen to episode 000. So let's dive in. So as promised, every single day, 365, I'm going to throw at you one tip, tool, tactic, idea, thought, insight about how you can grow your business, how you can fix something, how you can pivot your life by really nailing marketing. Hence the title, Marketing Above All. So for this episode, I looked at all the different topics that I want to talk about, and there are a lot. I mean, a lot of different ways and tactics and things that I want to throw out there, but I thought it would be best to spend time today talking about the one fundamental tactic that you have to have nailed down in order to really do anything that I'm going to throw at you over the next 364 plus days. So today's episode is all about tracking. And I'm going to give you a lot of rapid fire things just to kind of look at and really analyze and think about. But a lot of this stuff, and candidly, most of the stuff I'm going to throw at you, isn't that challenging to put into practice. So if you remember, or if you listen to the first episode, 000, part of my background is also with guerrilla marketing. So time, energy, imagination, instead of lots of money. So I know that as a local business owner, you don't have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars to throw at marketing, unless you're a bigger local business. So I'm not going to throw something at you that you're like, well, Michael, I mean, this is all fine and dandy, but maybe that's something that Amazon could deploy. So Amazon is not even a target of this podcast in terms of who I'm aiming to help. It, again, is the local business, whether you have a virtual local presence, a physical storefront, you're looking to attract people locally. That is the focus, and that is who I'm here to help serve. So what do I mean by tracking, and why is it important, and how can you track? I mean, how can you get from where you are today? So if you're here and then you're looking to, okay, I want to be over here. And so you've got this gap, this space in between. And we're going to talk a lot about the gap. I mean, it's a flavor of life in general that you're in a certain place. You want to go to a different place. You got that gap of, well, how the heck do we get from here to here, for example? So from a tracking perspective, it doesn't make sense to really deploy any of the other tactics that I'm going to throw at you unless you have some type of system and method and tool, even if it's an archaic tool, to see what's working, what's not working. So I named my marketing agency No Joke Marketing, and that's all about serious marketing, serious results. But when I looked at kind of the brand promise, and I looked a lot at kind of what does that actually mean? Like what does No Joke Marketing mean? And it was all around that running joke of when I would talk to a business owner and they would say something like, so I would say, well, tell me about your current marketing. Well, I'm doing some digital stuff. I'm doing some flyers, a little bit of radio. So they would kind of rattle these off. And I would say, well, what's working? What's not working? And I would get a reply that would say something like, well, half of it's working. Half of it, I'm sure, isn't working. If only I could figure out which half was the one that was working, I would be rich. And I laugh a little bit, but I promise you that's probably what a lot of you that are listening are in a similar boat. You're using what I call hope marketing. I just had a meeting this morning with a business owner for one of the next books that I'm writing about and something that I'm studying on that's really near and dear to my heart of entrepreneurs that have started a business, they've ran into issues, and they've either had to close the business, sell the business abruptly, or candidly file for bankruptcy. And the interview this morning was, he was closing it abruptly and also will be filing for bankruptcy. And the reason that I want to have these interviews and go through these stories is that there's this massive ripple effect of when a business goes under or someone goes bankrupt. It's not just affecting the business. It's hurting the community. It's hurting him and his family. It's now hurting his financial future because a bankruptcy can obviously last considerable time on your finances and getting credit and buying a house and things like that. But my hypothesis, again, it is that I believe that with the right marketing, the right tracking, the right technology, tools, etc., you can get into that rhythm where you can continue to drive new customers, whether it's B2C, B2B, that doesn't matter, on a regular basis. But it all goes back to tracking. So let's look at offline, for example. So if you're doing flyers, you're doing coupons, you're doing events, you're doing radio, TV, anything that doesn't involve Facebook or Google or something like that, what I want you to look at is what is your call to action? So I guess this is a little bit of a hodgepodge of information for you today, but I want to have one core tactic or takeaway for you, and that is you've got to start tracking, and I will give you in just a minute, here are some tools and things like that you can look at. But one of the biggest mistakes that I see business owners making is that their call to action has two or three different things. They'll say, if it's a radio ad, for example, visit our website, call us at this number, like us on Facebook. Which one do you want them to do? Which one of those is going to move them closer to becoming a customer? Chances are it's not to like you on Facebook. It's going to be to call a number, visit a website, or drive them to your storefront with the physical address. Not all three in one ad, one of those. One. Only one. Now, if that's on a flyer, I don't want your flyer to have website addresses, phone numbers, storefront addresses. I want you to have one clear call to action with a tracking element. So your radio ad, if you say, Michael, the step one, and the way that you figure out which one that you should push people towards is, what do you want your prospects to do first? In the buying journey with you, in the customer journey, what is that first step? Is it best to get them to your storefront? Is it best to have, they have to visit the website first? Because most people that come in the store aren't qualified, for example. What is that first thing? Or you want them to call so you can tell them more first? Whatever that is, where your business will thrive the most, that's where I want you to go all in on. And those are the three different tactics. So phone numbers, website addresses, visiting a storefront. Phone numbers. Anything that you're doing online or offline, I want you to use a tool like CallRail.com, and I want you to create unique tracking phone numbers. You're not going to put your main business number on anything, ever. I want you to have tracking phone numbers on everything. So if you're running a radio ad and your call to action is to call, you're going to use a tool like CallRail.com. You're going to create a tracking phone number. That number is going to be given out. It then forwards to your main number, but now you can track it. So you can see, instead of guessing, how many calls came in from XYZ radio station? If you're putting out a flyer, at the bottom of that flyer, if you, again, want people to call you, and that's your main call to action out of those three that we talked about, you're going to have a different phone number for the flyer, a different phone number on your website, a different phone number on a TV commercial, a different phone number on a billboard if you're actually still using billboards. Different phone numbers all over the place, and it is much less expensive than you could ever imagine. Most of these numbers are like $1 a month. You could have 20 different tracking phone numbers set up, and you're now going to know exactly how many people are coming, what times, and then furthermore, one little button in the back in a call rail, you can record the calls, and now you actually can listen to those. And if you're not the one taking the call, you can see whoever is taking the call on the other side, is that a qualified lead or not? And that, out of the three that we've talked about, is your key tracking piece when it comes to phone numbers. Website. So if you say, well, Michael, I want the first piece to be to drive someone to the website. I want them to visit the site. So if you're an auto dealer, for example, and you want someone to visit the website first because they have to check inventory or get pre-qualified. Same thing like a phone number, but your website, you never, ever drive traffic to the homepage, ever. There's no way to track all the different places. So I want you to set up either a different domain name or I want you to set up landing pages off your website. So ABC, let's say you're a moving company and you have a flyer and you want them to visit your website first. So not call, not come to your location, but website. Bottom of the flyer, it should be something like abcmoving.com/flyer special. If you're promoting it on the radio, abcmoving.com/XYZ radio station. If you've got something else, always have different URLs so that you can track. You're tracking visitors. On that page, then, you can have a form. In that form, you can now see how many people came from the flyer to the website that filled out the form. So there's no more guessing. There's no more, did that work or did that work? It's black and white. And in terms of if your call to action is visit the storefront, give them some kind of special code or phrase or something to say that's a little bit wonky. And it's not just like, mention $5 and we'll give you a $5 gift card. I mean, something that's a little bit zany. If you're the moving company, come into our location and mention moving to paradise and we're going to give you X. Something, and those different phrases, same kind of thing. You'd have a different phrase for radio, TV, flyers, website, Facebook page, Google AdWords. All the different tactics that you're using should all have different tracking phone numbers, landing page URLs, or some kind of promo code special phrase. Now, the hardest one to track is that promo code special phrase because that then it relies on human error of someone actually writing down, well, six people came in today and they mentioned this code, that code. So you need some kind of mechanism, even if it's paper to start with. So that one's a little bit harder to track, but if you don't have anything in place, if you're a restaurant and you're running a radio ad, come stop by for our special. How do you know if it was the radio ad, if it was word of mouth, if it was your Facebook promo, if it was, the TV ad that you ran, the coupon clipper? You have absolutely no clue. So how can you deploy any other tactics? How can you test something out? How can you move budget from one to another? How could you justify increasing or decreasing if you have absolutely no clue on what's working and what's not? Your objective for today, tracking. You're going to hear a phrase often I'm going to use almost every single one of these shows, sloppy success. And that to me means you're not being sloppy, but you're making momentum rather than analysis paralysis. You're moving the needle a little bit rather than being stalled. So I don't care if you get 50 tracking phone numbers from day one. I would rather you have one or two than having zero. Make some momentum and then continue growing from there. If you like this episode, please like, share, leave us a comment. Tell all your friends that this is the greatest podcast and show on planet Earth to check out. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Above All. Now get out there, make a change, and take some action. And hey, don't forget to leave a 5-star review and tell all your friends this is the greatest marketing podcast ever. 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 We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.